Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back. Midday show.
Wait a minute.
I was wondering if you guys were ever going to bring us back.
No, we were having a heated conversation.
Yeah, we were
really?
Off-air conversation.
Well,
not heated, like we were arguing anything.
Uh-oh.
It was just, we were talking about some other stuff.
Huh.
I heard the music. That's a weird commercial. And then I'm like, you know, it's not a commercial. We're supposed to be back.
I gotta tell you.
Well, Ike was in here talking.
Yeah, I got to tell you out there. Can't tell you. Like, everything we can't share.
You can just... Nobody's listening.
Yeah, it's just
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, like only everybody.
All right. We apologize for not coming back to the air.
I was like, this is a nice song. Why is it playing so long?
I was like, what is he doing?
You ever have that thing in the back of your head like, this isn't right. Something's wrong.
No, but the song was nice, though.
I'm looking at you guys like, hello.
Letting it play. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right, back to the phone lines in just a second here. A lot of spirited discussions going on, including are Hurts and Sirianni already bumping up against the greatest coach quarterback tandems of all time? I'm not ready to go there. Hugh Douglas signing off on the Elliott stuff we heard yesterday. All right, back to your calls at Confident Nervous, where you come down, and should we do it the tush push extra tonight? Kyle and I say yes on this, but Hugh, you know, before these big games, we like to dive into the numbers on the referee assignments, right? Are we screwed or are we saved for this game here, Hugh Douglas? And
okay.
I've dove in to this Clay Martin crew here with the NFL and the game tonight. Hugh, I have great news for you.
What's that?
We are saved tonight. Yes.
That's crazy.
Things are going to go our way. All right, so let me give you some numbers
on this
referee crew. Home teams with Clay Martin's crew in his career are 43% against the spread. So the road team tends to do way better with the spread with the road team in his career. Also, how about this? No crew has emphasized false starts and holding more than Clay Martin. And guess which team has a pretty high proportion of their penalties on those kind of calls? That would be the Packers. The Packers get a good amount of holds, and holding is what this team calls more than most.
Well, you said false starts too, though?
False starts and holding.
I don't like that.
Mm.
The tush push thing.
Yeah,
what if they're telling them, this is a prime time game?
Well, I got this for you. This crew places an extra emphasis on pre-snap infractions. Mm. Number one for illegal formation and number one for offensive offsides.
Mm.
Okay, but they could miss it. Let's not forget that, right?
I still think we are
saved here. Also, let's hit this one. Packers defense, top three penalized unit on third down. And this crew, a lot of defensive holdings. Third down, defensive holdings, free first down. I've dove into the numbers. This feels like we are saved here by the referee crew. I do not expect tomorrow to be a day that we come in here and say, oh, the referee screwed us. This feels like a good crew for the way we like to play
football.
You
should never come in here and say the referee screwed us.
Well, we don't, but you know how some people are.
Some people like
to blame the refs when things go bad. You guys know that.
I don't blame.
No, we tend not to, unless it's really, really bad. Let's go to Mickey, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Mickey. What's up?
I was just getting a couple questions. How do you guys feel about Jalen Phillips tonight?
I'm excited to watch him, Mickey. He had started to trend up, you know, his last few games there in Miami, and I thought he was awesome with Vic Fangio, you know, a few years ago. So I'm excited to see what he's got. And look, he's playing for a contract, Mickey. I mean, this is his stretch run to get paid. So I think we're going to get a very motivated player here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm just worried. Do you think their snap count's going to be down for him? You know, they're only going to give him like 15 snaps, or are they just going to let him go?
I don't see him being on a snap count restriction. I don't. I mean, because they brought him in to rush the passer. So, I mean, he's a starter. I don't see them, like, having him restricted on his snap count. That makes no sense to me.
So, typically, Mickey, if he hadn't played for Vic before or in this defense, then I could see maybe a limited amount of snaps because he's trying to figure things out. But he's played for Vic.
Played this season.
Yeah.
He was playing this season.
Yeah, and I mean, and also he's played for Vic in the past, like, yeah. So he understands the assignments. I would think he's got a, you know, whatever they are asking him, I think he could handle the full amount of snaps tonight.
The workload.
Yeah.
Are you guys feeling nervous about tonight? I hear
Joe
a little
is.
Bit.
I got a little nerves. I got a little nervous. I don't like catching them off the L, Mickey. We beat them twice last year, and my whole thing is I only have one game where I've seen the Eagles look great this entire season. It was the one before the bye. So
I need
to see the Eagles play another great game, and then I'll start to feel like we're really on a roll now.
I'm in Virginia. I'm a diehard Birds fan. I'm raised in a Commanders household. So I'm like a lone wolf, but super serious. Love the game. You guys are doing a great job. Just wanted to get your feel on the game. I think it's going to be 24-20. And I do expect us to win against Detroit as well.
Love it, Mickey. Well, that'd be a hell of a week if they go 2-0 in these two games. We appreciate the phone call, Mickey. 24-20. I feel like a lot of people are in this 24-20, 24-21 range. I don't think it's going to be fireworks tonight. I don't expect anyone to get
to
the 30s.
Like it might be a dog fight.
Yeah,
if we're running the tush push over.
Well, that usually that will slow things down, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a physical. I feel like it's going to be a physical confrontation.
Can I get you to 6.5 tush pushes tonight?
Four. I see four.
Four is not disrespectful.
Yeah, it's four. It's very disrespectful.
No, it's not.
At strategic times during a game.
Four is just another game.
Four could be very disrespectful.
They could have four by the end of the first quarter if we have our way.
I think it's going to be disrespectful, but it's not.
How is four disrespectful?
I think it is. No. It is because they're going to be strategic four disrespectful.
It could be, depending on the timing. Like, just one on first and 10 is disrespectful.
You know why? Because you're telling them, I don't care that it'll be 2nd and 9. I know I'm going to get the first down.
And, you know, it's already it's already demoralizing because, you know, when you know it's coming, you can't stop it. Like, that's the most demoralizing thing. It's like lining up in a formation, and there's nothing you could do about it. And say, for instance, if you have a 8-play drive going, on that 8th play, you're tied, and then you get them in a position where they're like 3rd and 5 or whatever, and they say, hey, we tush push, and they put tush push it twice.
Let's go.
And now you got a fresh set of downs. That's a long day.
I just need the camera on Parsons and LaFleur. And then, I know Mark Murphy doesn't work for them anymore, but whoever's in charge of the team, just like Gunakis is the GM, whatever his name is.
Gouda.
All of them. Throw the camera on all those guys as they're squirming as the Eagles are tush pushing down the field. Let's talk to Corey in Phoenixville. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Corey?
So I got a question for you, Hugh. If you're going to go off of Super Bowl appearances, where would you place Jim Kelly and Mark Levy?
It's a good one.
Marv Levy?
Yeah, Mark Levy.
No, they didn't win any.
I mean, they got four in a row.
I know.
Yeah, but that's phenomenal. And we're talking about teams that have won because that's the reason why. That's the reason why. Who do we take out because they didn't win, only won one? Yeah. Like, we're talking about 1-1 appearances.
Dude, going to four in a row.
No, it's pretty impressive.
Levy and Kelly.
Pretty impressive.
It's really impressive.
I think Levy and Kelly are ahead of Hurts and Sirianni.
I would agree.
I would say respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah, they have four trips.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to argue. I'm just trying to figure out what your method of hierarchy is.
We're still trying to figure out the method of hierarchy.
It's an eye test thing.
Like, we're sitting here. We workshop this whole.
Past the eye test.
That's what I'm saying. We workshopped this whole thing while we were on the air. So there's no hierarchy. We're trying to figure it out. So, no, I get you. Yeah, that's a good one.
I guess, really, Corey, the debate is I don't think any of us thinks Hurts and Sirianni are yet a top 10 coach quarterback combination ever. I guess the question is, like, are they close or is it not really
are
there
they
yet?
Trending in that direction?
I think they're on their way. Yeah. I mean, they got a couple seasons together, whereas most of those other quarterbacks on the list and coach combinations have like a decade.
Well,
just short of it.
Right. That to me is the. That's the sticking point, that it's just not enough time yet. Now, if they go win their second Super Bowl and get to 3 in 5 years, that would supersede, you know, 10 years of Tomlin and Roethlisberger and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I came up with a scenario that I think would be more disrespectful than just running a tush push right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So what if, you know, third quarter, right? We're sitting there, third and one, ready to run the tush push. Everybody knows. All of America knows we're about to run the tush push. I think Joe Buck's calling the game tonight. He knows. Merrill Reese knows. You and I both know tush push is coming. Instead, just like they ran in the Bucks game, they fake it and run it right past Parsons, get to the end zone, get the touchdown, and then celebrate with a tush push.
Oh, like a 2-point conversion tush push to
no,
seal.
No. Just like as a
celebration. I got like a choreographed celebration.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
No, why? That's not a lot.
I mean, it is, and I feel like the stars definitely got a line for it.
No, I like it.
But I mean, I think Sirianni and the whole team is just way too laser focused.
Yep.
To come out there and just run 6 in a row.
I mean, you're probably right. And they're, look, they're only going to get 1 or 2 yards on them, so they're not going to run 6 in order to start the game.
Well,
but
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
no,
run 6 in a game.
Yeah, I like I like this idea. Fake it, touchdown, and then the celebration with the tush push.
Yeah. Even just like running a fake, even if you don't get the TD.
I'm in.
Like, you know, you get the fake, get the first down. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter. It's showing them it doesn't matter if we have the tush push or not. You can't stop this offense.
I do like that. I mean,
like
again,
the Parsons or not, you ain't getting it.
Well, my favorite part of your scenario is running the fake right around Parsons as he's confused, as he's upset, he's throwing his arms up in the air. We got him. Corey, it's a good phone call and a good idea. Hugh, what do you think about the tush-push celebration choreographed in the end zone?
That's a lot.
What do you mean?
It's just a lot, you know, because you're talking about...
They've had 2 weeks to get ready.
Yeah, that's the point is to be a lot.
Yeah, the point.
This is.
What do you think they've been doing
for 2 weeks?
What do you mean?
It's a lot.
You know
I've waited 2 weeks
You used to be petty and fun.
They've had 15 days to prepare this stuff.
I guess because I've never been a part of anything that's been choreographed. It's always been like off the cuff.
Look, you play defense.
Yeah. And that's
and you scored one touchdown.
One whole one.
And you're out of breath.
I was out of breath when I did it. But it just seems like for you to say, okay, if we get this play, we're going to choreograph the tush push in end zone.
Yeah.
Ready, hut, and air. So that means everybody has to run down there and do that.
Teams coordinate celebrations all the time.
2017 Eagles did it like the whole year.
Okay. I mean, I get it.
Whole defense did the entire ass electric slide on the field.
That's something totally different.
It's not.
Okay.
It's a choreographed celebration.
This is Pop Douglas.
Not, no, it
is. I'm tired. It's 10:30. No. I don't want a choreographed celebration.
This is no fun league, Douglas.
It really is. Are you afraid of a flag?
You're way too buttoned up today.
No.
Way too buttoned up.
What happened to you?
It's just that here's the reality of the electric slot. I could go in the hallway right now, and I could ask Ike. I could say, Ike, let's do the electric slot. Ike knows how to do it. That's kind of like ingrained in most people, so that's not that hard to do. You're talking about
these guys do it now. They plan this stuff.
94 WIP breaking news.
Some NFC East news.
Okay.
Brian Daboll.
Fired.
Out.
Wow, that's...
Oh, wait, hey, wait, we got to make a phone call, Joe. We're going to try to get that job. Come on.
You want the job?
Yeah, I'll no, take it.
I don't think you want that.
I do.
I don't think anyone can win up there.
We're going to get fired anyway.
Hugh, I don't think anyone can win up there, man.
Why are we getting fired?
Because we're not. We're going to be even worse than what they got.
Well, Hugh's, yeah, been, the Hugh's been angling for an NFL job just to get fired.
I've been trying to get an NFL job. So
Daboll out. Out. My God, that team's bad.
I wonder if the burner has anything to say about this.
Oh, we got
to
check on the burner. Yeah, we got to check on the burner. Well, remember the Joe Shane's burner we talked about on Friday. So they lost yesterday. They were up, what, 10 in the fourth quarter? Yeah. They've lost four games this year. Where in the fourth quarter, they had 90% chance to win.
They've had some historic losses.
Yeah, well, and then season. He's also getting the young quarterback destroyed. I mean, he's a concussion protocol.
Yeah. He's poor little young quarterback. You never get a chance to see if they're going to play.
It's a joke. Russell Wilson got in the game yesterday. That one. And see, Hugh, that's why I can't take the Bears seriously. That win they got yesterday was over a coach that was so fired.
No. I was just thinking when Russell Wilson sit on side, Russ, get ready for the game. He probably was like, what?
You're not going to play?
What?
You benched me weeks ago. Let's talk to Eric up on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Fellas, just leaving Oshkosh, Wisconsin on the way to Lambeau. Hugh, I agree with you. Push it down the throat. If I was a betting guy, I'd say probably over 5.5.
Well, that wasn't what he was saying.
Yeah, he was Eric, you're with me. You're with me. Push over.
Maybe he might change his mind now that he knows.
Forget Eric. I mean, excuse me. Forget Hugh. Go ahead, Eric.
Forget Eric.
it's going to be a very pro-Eagles crowd tonight. I was at Lambeau yesterday in the casino last night. All you heard was Eagles chants all over
the building.
Did
you win any money, though?
I did, baby. Double back blackjack. Let's go.
There we go. Oh, Eric. Eric, I need you to be loud tonight. I need you to be like, can you give us an Eagles chant, Eric?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now we're talking, Eric. On his way to Lambeau.
Money.
See, he's with me.
And he's going to Lambeau.
Not with you. More tush pushes tonight.
No, because everybody's, listen, Eagles fans travel well, man. And the fact that they got off the plane in Chicago. Because that's like, what, 2 hours from Green Bay?
Well, it's probably as close as any airport in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what would the airport in Wisconsin be? Milwaukee?
You know what? I'm trying to remember. Didn't we fly into, we flew into Wisconsin.
Milwaukee?
I think we did. I can't remember. But I remember Wisconsin stinking. It used to stink. It stinks.
Like garbage?
Well, it's the paper mill.
The entire state?
Well, it's the paper mill.
It's a big state.
Well, it stinks. It's the paper mill, though. It's not like it's
paper
where Green Bay around that
paper
area.
Mill towns.
Really?
I didn't know that. It's a burning smell, but not like
the chemicals they use to cure. I guess to cure the paper.
It's not like a fire because a fire, like if someone has a fire in their backyard or whatever, that has like a distinct smell. This is like the chemicals.
But
burning.
Isn't this kind of the equivalent of Hugh driving through Kennett Square being like, wow, the whole state of Pennsylvania stinks like poop?
Well, I mean, last week Midwest was here, so I mean.
You know who's from Wisconsin?
Who's that?
D-Gun.
Is he? Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's from Wisconsin.
He might know if the whole city stinks.
It stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks.
I think you did overgeneralize the state of Wisconsin.
What don't I overgeneralize?
He's
why are you surprised about that?
I'm not. I'm just,
you're just surprised.
You're just giving the Packers bulletin board material tonight. Israel in Wisconsin and Elkins Park. What's up, Israel?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up?
Listen, first of all, I'm going to put everybody's nerves to rest.
Okay. Help me.
We're going to win by 15 or 20 points tonight.
I like
it. This is going to be a backyard beat down, and I just want to let everybody know that the Eagles are good. So you don't have to worry. It's going to be a laugh.
I think we knew the Eagles are good, Israel. The question is, are they great? Are they an elite team again? They're good.
We're great. You brought up the conversation where you got Jalen Hurts and Sirianni.
Yeah.
There's a real chance. This is a real chance.
Mm-hmm.
We've already been to two Super Bowls. That we're going to two more Super Bowls. One this year, and maybe one within the next 3 years.
There is a real chance. I agree with you. There's a real chance that happens. Yeah, that's how good the organization is now. Yep.
And when that happens, well, it's not just organization.
Well,
because I watched Josh Allen yesterday poop the bed, and I don't know why he gets so much love in this city, but
he's a.
He led the league in turnovers a couple of years ago.
Right, but he hasn't since then.
He's about 7-8 of them this year.
Right, but Israel,
Jalen Hurts doesn't do that.
So okay, you could feel whatever you want about Hurts and Allen, but like Allen won the league MVP last year. That's why people talk about it.
Yeah, should have went to Saquon Barkley.
But it did. Anybody
can win anything.
Hold on. You look through the history of the NFL MVPs. They don't just give them out to anybody.
They're the best players.
It should have went to Lamar Jackson. It should have went to Saquon Barkley.
Right, but the point is, the best players in the history of the sport win the MVPs. That's how this works.
But they're also up for debate.
Of course they are. And the people.
Not who wins it though. 2,400 rushing yards count in playoffs and regular season. I mean,
well, they don't. But the postseason doesn't count for regular season awards.
That is correct. Yeah. But I wanted to point out that Jalen Hurts' mentality, Jalen Hurts' winning, Jalen Hurts' not turning the ball over. Outside of Patrick Mahomes. In the last 3 years,
you heard him.
I haven't seen anybody had that kind of success. And
Allen and Lamar.
Outside
of winning, we're just talking about winning production.
Tell him.
Right, but winning is a team. Winning is a team stat.
Tell him, Israel. Get on.
And when we beat
Preacher,
Kansas
you heard
City,
it. You hear
him. We embarrassed them.
Yes.
And it wasn't even close. Jalen Hurts was the quarterback.
Sure. And why did they embarrass the Chiefs? Because of Hurts or because of their defense?
Because of Hurts.
We're telling tales now. Mm-hmm. These are tall tales.
We tell tales every day.
Mm-hmm. The quarterback gets the glory.
All day.
But if we all watch the game, we can assess the game. We don't just have to say that.
When I watch the game, when it's time to win and to beat Kansas City, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen don't do it when it counts.
Sure.
They don't.
And their defenses also don't play the way the Eagles do.
I know, but we need the quarterback to beat the other team's defense. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson don't do it.
So you watched Josh Allen lose yesterday and decided now Hurts is better?
He turned the ball over three times.
He didn't turn the ball.
Jalen has one turnover.
I'm well aware. Okay. Israel, time out. 2 weeks ago, I sat here and said, I think he's a good MVP bet. I like the way Jalen Hurts is playing. I'm with you. He's trending towards one of his better seasons. I like this.
20 touchdowns and one turnover.
Outstanding. I'm with you.
That's the best.
He ain't even in conversation.
Right. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with the last 3 years where Lamar has been better and Allen's been better.
He's been being the best.
I don't agree.
Well, when Josh Allen plays Kansas City, he loses in the playoffs, right?
Right, but he typically plays.
The Bills lose to the Chiefs.
I got to do facts.
Yeah, he typically
when
plays
he plays
well.
Him in the playoffs, he loses.
Sure. So now it's just
every
about
time
it's,
it counts,
so,
he loses.
Right. So it's just every it's just it's just about the quarterback, right? Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying the quarterback.
Do you think Jalen played well in the Super Bowl 3 years ago when they lost?
Absolutely.
Well, he lost. Israel, he lost. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he got him there.
You heard him.
And there's a chance.
I'm going to get him there again.
I actually appreciate the spin.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't apply that here.
It's good.
Three or four Super Bowls.
What's that?
He could end his career with three or four wins in the Super Bowl.
Sure, he could. Yeah. He could. Mm-hmm. We got to see it finish. I mean, Russell Wilson could have too, and then he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, in reality, Josh Allen could too.
Yeah. So could Lamar.
We don't want to put Russell Wilson in Jalen Hurts. He's been sucking for the last 6 years.
At this point in their career, he is what Russell Wilson was when he was young. You disagree?
Jalen Hurts is a winner. No,
Russell Wilson wasn't a winner.
When he was younger.
Not at the pace
that Jalen Hurts is winning right now.
Israel, obviously you forget. It's okay. Pro Football Reference. You forget. You can go look it up.
No, we're 23-2. 23-2 in the last 2 years, bro.
You forget how good the Seahawks were. You forget.
Can we acknowledge?
We have two losses this year.
Can we agree to that? When it counts most.
So the playoff game against the Bucks 2 years ago didn't count?
When it counts most.
Only when it's convenient.
Super Bowl champion, MVP.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're killing it.
The Super Bowl 3 years ago didn't count. The Bucks playoff games didn't count.
He's
but this year's
reigning, defending Super Bowl champion.
You heard him.
I love this call. Israel, good phone call. How much are we winning by tonight?
Hello?
He said, how much are you winning by tonight?
How much are we winning by tonight?
15-20.
Oh, I like it. Israel, good phone call.
15-20.
Yeah, 15-20 points.
I thought
between 15 and 20 points. Come on, lock in. 215-592. 94.94.
Wait a minute.
All right, we'll continue your phone calls in the final hour. Are you more confident or more nervous as we get closer to the game tonight? And we come back, we'll get everyone caught up on what happened over the weekend. We got a lot to get to, including what is Tony Romo saying on national television? This is a family program. We got to see if we can even play this. Your phone calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get into the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.